Hello, hello, and welcome to the episode number 5 of Let's Go Mental. I am your host, Barbara, family and mental coach, and today we will be diving into our mental journey a little bit more. In our last episode, we covered the fundamentals of goal setting, focusing on telescope and microscope goals. If you missed that episode, I recommend going back to catch up because I'm stuck in the information episode after episode. And I forgot, on a special note, before I start, a gentle reminder, I'm Italian, so love my accent because I know you will, and embrace my mistakes because I know I will do many. Okay, so let's start. Let's assume you have printed your success worksheet from the show notes. If not, take a moment to do so. It's worth it, trust me. You have already discussed telescope goals with your athlete and identified 3 short-term targets along with action steps to reach the long-term goals. And perhaps you are just curious. Now what? Let me introduce you a super special and crucial tool for goal achievement. Because we all start strong. Remember the New Year resolution? We all start with our big goals, but then we lost them on the road after a couple of weeks, maybe, or less. Okay, so imagine that it's 5 a.m. and the alarm goes off because your athlete decided to go for a run before school. It's still dark outside and they are faced with a choice to either get up, get dressed and run, or hit the snooze button and go back to sleep with the intention of starting maybe tomorrow. What would you think they will do? Honestly, 9 out of 10, they will snooze or turn it off immediately, and maybe they will run tomorrow. Potentially, we can see 2 scenarios here. So the first one is no system in place, no structure plan. The decision-making process becomes very easy. They might snooze the alarm once. Isn't it what we always do as adults? We procrastinate and maybe create some excuse. So why shouldn't our athlete do the same? There's no system in place. This means no structured plan. Then the decision-making is very easy because they will just snooze the alarm once or then turn it off and convincing themselves they'll start fresh the next day. Or second scenario, with the system in place, they have already scheduled their morning run as part of their action steps toward their long-term goal. The alarm ringing at 5 a.m. isn't just a random event. It's a scheduled commitment. They have mentally prepared. They know their brain has received the command that they need to get up. They are doing it for a reason. This is important. They are most likely to follow through because how they act will or will not lead to success, but they are prepared. So these are the 2 scenarios. Going back to the tool for the goal achievement, we are talking about 4-step performance. First phase is setting goals. Establish the long-term target and action steps, as we mentioned in the last episode. The second one is the scheduling with intention. So set specific times for each action. This will guide them through a routine and set priorities. Considering maybe using a calendar to support planning or an app for consistency. And by the way, if you're interested in an episode on helping your athletes plan using calendar, please write me. Your feedback shapes our content, so I would be very happy to have your feedbacks. So let me explain with an example this second step. Let's assume the goal is to enhance endurance for running by the start of a new sport season. It's currently April, so providing 4 or 5 months to preparation. So the goal is very clear, and we still have 2 scenarios. No system in place, so the athlete may find it challenging to maintain consistency. If they don't have a designed time slot for doing what they should do, they might struggle to prioritize, they will just procrastinate, lose motivation, play Fortnite, or maybe just hanging out with friends. On the other hand, with the system in place, each running session is pre-planned and integrated into their daily routine, making it easier to stick to the plan and having specific time for workout and for stretching, for everything before school or after homework will create space for them to even do different things and hanging out with friends and play Fortnite or watching TikTok, but they will have their priorities. The schedule act like a map, a roadmap, a GPS, and they will diminishing the distraction, or at least they will plan even the distraction. That is not bad. So we have the first and the second step of the system. Let's go to the third piece of the puzzle. That will connect the dots. And this is the measure. Regularly assess progress, when and if they are doing what they commit. This is very important for you and for them, because sometimes thinking that you are doing something doesn't mean that you are doing what you would like to do or you what you planned. So using a checklist, you know, we have the performance checklist. You can download it in the show notes and use this. It is very important because they will understand if they are really doing it or not. Sometimes what we think is not what we really are doing. The fourth step is essential for improvement. And this is a moment of reflect and refocus and evaluation how they are doing. If what they are doing still makes sense to them, if they need to change something or modify something. This is a very important step because in this way they will have awareness on where they are. To start, they will need your help for sure. And I suggest you taking it like a challenge and alongside with them as a way to connect and grow together. You can do it with them, engage in the process together, track progress and adapt as needed. The beauty of going mental lies in the small steps that you will do and start together. Too much information? Yes, I know. I'm talking too much and I'm telling a lot of things. But so if you need support, if you need help, if you want to talk, reach out to me. Send me an email or just DM me in the Instagram or use the contact form in the show notes. Quick recap. The system may seem complex initially, but its impact becomes very clear with the use. We have the setting goals, the scheduling them, the measure for success, and then the reflect and the refocus. I'm really curious to know how will this impact your life. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode and you consider sharing, leaving a review, and subscribing to ensure you don't miss anything. A special reminder, you are my co-editor. Without your input, the podcast would miss a significant part. Ask questions, explain your challenges and doubts by filling out the form that you find in the show notes. In this way, you'll help me shape the podcast and get your struggle solved. Until next time, embrace the challenges, conquer the doubts, and always remember, let's go mental together.